Hi, what's up? Today's episode is about Agbalumo Udara. Yeah. Hi, this is Bunye. This is Brands with Bunye. And happy new month. Welcome to the so-called month of love. Going to be an interesting month, but I'm starting with this because Udara is very dear to my heart. So total backstory, right? I live in Abuja, but I was born in Akwa Ibom State. And in Akwa Ibom State in Uyo, where I was born, where I used to live like my younger years, when it is Udara season, it was so easy to find, and you know, you would always find sweet ones. Then you would lick the Udara so much, you could even eat the skin and it would still be so sweet. And you know, you chew and chew and chew and you form this gum, and it was just such an interesting dynamic. And Udara is one of my best fruits still. Like, that memory has refused to leave me. No matter how much bad Udara I eat in Abuja, Udara is one of my best fruits till date, or is my best fruit till date. Anyway, so coming to Abuja, first culture shock is I don't see it as much. So apparently the tree is it bears fruit once in a year, and you know, you don't just see it all the time, right? But then it was easy to look forward to it because I was looking forward to something sweet. In Abuja, for a number of years, I didn't see Udara at all. What's going on? I was asking my mom. And then the first time I saw it, I was in secondary school then, and I saw a seller passing by the school. And I was like, oh my God, I want Udara. And you know, my friends around me are like, what? You want what? Apparently, they call it Agbalumo here. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I want that. And I taste it, and it does not taste the same. It's not sweet. Not that it doesn't taste the same. It's so sour, it's slapping. And they're small. They're not like the big, juicy ones that I used to have in Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. And I was like, wait a damn minute. I was hoodwinked. Okay? Bamboozled, led astray, and flat out... I'm sorry, Stephen A. Smith has ruined my life. But basically, I did not expect that at all. And these two culture shocks have sort of like launched me into today's podcast and all of that. Because here, when I want to buy Agbalumo now, I know I could get one sweet one in this year five. There are a few factors to, you know, pick from. I'm just going to give anybody else who likes Agbalumo but is just so apprehensive about choosing sour ones a few factors to look at. So make sure that the top of the Agbalumo... Number one, don't buy neat Agbalumo. If it doesn't have blemishes, it's not good enough. You make sure that thing has blemishes, it's wounded, it's hit the ground, almost burst open. That's good Agbalumo. That means it fell from the tree, or at least fell during transportation, I don't know. But the mechanical damage is good for fruits like that. Anyway, for Agbalumo, it's really good. So that's the first thing. Second thing is the top. The head, whatever you like to call it, the place that's usually connected to the stalk, make sure it's not green. Once it's green, it's still unripe inside, and it's most likely going to be sour. Second thing, it needs to have like a pinkish hue. That top side needs to have a pinkish hue, and then the bottom needs to be darkened. So those are sort of factors to look at to say, okay, this could be a good choice. Still, it's not foolproof. You could be choosing like that and still end up choosing a sour one. I have been there, done that. It's Abuja. It's never exciting. It's just what it is. But what can God, or what can you learn from this Agbalumo story? What can God teach us from the fruits Agbalumo? So first thing I want to say is you have to notice the nature of the fruit. And I imagine that we should be likewise, in the sense that we should spend time to flourish, to grow inside of ourselves first and foremost, so that you're producing sweet, beautiful fruit. Allow yourself the time to grow is the first thing that Agbalumo is teaching me. You know, if it takes you a year, everybody's sprouting every other month, everybody, one small rain just falls like this, they are pra, 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 all over the place, you know. But you're just like, you know, give me time. Allow yourself time to grow and mature and ripen. And do that spiritually in your career, in every aspect of your life. This is so important. Every other person's time is not your time. Second thing, the Agbalumo fruit. I know you guys cannot believe the parallels I'm drawing. Oh my god, I'm an Anambra girl, please. But I it's parallels, right? Not parallels. Parallels. Anyone it is, please take it like that. I beg you in God's name. But yeah, these are parallels I'm learning from as well. Okay, so second thing that the Udara or Agbalumo fruit is teaching me about is, I've seen this quote somewhere, so I'm just going to quote it. It is bad spiritual hygiene to let everyone have access to you. And you guys cannot believe how I got to this. But yeah, like, think about it. So we spend the entire year waiting for the tree to ripen, right? And the tree to grow and bring forth fruit and all of that. And then every single fruit you pick is sweet. Where's the adventure? For Udara is like, nah, I'm gonna have you, you know, move around a little, shake around a little shindering here and there, you know? So it's not just, oh, the first fruit that falls, that's definitely gonna be sweet. It could just be a trick, psych. Okay, I'm not saying trick people or lie to people or do not be consistent. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that it is bad to have everyone have access to you on the same level. That's terrible. Don't do that to yourself. You're going to burn out. And all that stewing and time to flourish is going to be for nothing if you keep on letting people, every single person, have the same access to you. First of all, learn to say no. As a single sentence, not no because, not no I can't and this is why. No. N-O. No. I say no without flinching. Like, I'm like, oh, we're not going to do that. I am not going to do that. No. Why? I don't want to tell you why, but the simple answer is no. No, don't touch me. No, I will not come with you. No, I will not be present. Oh, I wanna. No, that's not going to happen. Learn to say no, ladies and gentlemen. Learn to say no. And I cannot overstate this enough. Now, having people say, oh, let's do this, let's do that, and all of that, and you know, you're letting everybody in, there's no filter, there's no, okay, you were out yesterday, you were out the entire day, you were doing things for other people, today someone else is like, oh, help me, and you're out again doing things, you're going to be burnt out, okay? You're going to be burnt out. I know that this is for somebody listening. Stop it. Get up. What are you doing? Get up. You know? Learn to create firm, positive boundaries around yourself, around your friendships, such that everybody does not have the same access to you at every time. So today you're like, all right, I'm gonna help you. It does not mean I'm gonna help you every day. By all means, help and be loving and caring and sacrificial. But please, please, you're not just gonna be burnt out physically. You're going to be burnt out spiritually. You're going to feel like you're a fool. I'm telling you now, I've never been there or done that, but I know too many people who've been there and done that. You're gonna feel like a fool, like you've been taken for granted, because you're doing and doing and doing. And you know when people find people who are givers, they keep taking and taking and taking. That is when takers find people who are givers. They keep taking and taking. They don't know when to stop. So you're going to have to place the boundary for yourself. You're going to have to say, okay, well, that'll do it. You do not have to worry about me. You do not have to worry about me. Okay, so that's the end of the episode on what Agbalumo can teach me about life. And God can use Agbalumo, because, you know, he created everything in heaven and on earth. And that's really like the preface to all these fun episodes, short episodes that I've been doing all year long. It's basically number one, to keep our focus on Jesus, that in every aspect of our lives, we see Jesus and we see his positive example. But the second reason why I'm putting a lot of focus, or the second reason why I talk about like the most mundane things and I pull out life lessons from it, God lessons from it actually, is because I'm trying to point out, I'm sorry I have a little cutter, so if I sound weird, I'm so sorry. Because I'm trying to point out that the entire creation, Romans chapter, I believe 3 verse 21, I'm going to try to read it. It's 1 verse 21 or 3 verse 21. So I'm just going to open it really quickly here in my Bible. It says, okay. Oh my God. He says, for his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. God's attributes, though invisible, though we cannot see them in on our naked eyes, have been, and his divine nature and his eternal power. So his invisible attributes are his eternal power and his divine nature. They have been clearly seen. They're invisible. They're naked. The naked eye cannot see it. But it tells us that something actually shows it to us. And they're clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. So the things that God has created are evidence of him. They're evidence of his attributes. They're evidence of his divine nature. And if he created the agbalumo, and if he created our emotions, and if he created things that we can see, the things that we can touch, things that we can lay hands on, the things that we can experience, then we can definitely experience God for ourselves through these things. And so, yeah, definitely, I'm not saying discountenance the Bible or remove the Bible from your spiritual practice. Do not do that. I study the Bible daily. I make a habit of it. So do not do that. But what I'm saying, or what I'm trying to do with these episodes moving forward, is that I'm trying to show God in the smallest of things in our everyday lives, so that we keep our minds focused on Jesus, and such that we always remember to think of Jesus in every interaction that we're going through. Once again, my name is Bunye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode, and I will see you on the next one. You guys, we're on episode 4 in season 4, guys. I'm super excited. Should I bring a guest on to the next one? I mean, it's probably going to be like a Valentine's-ish thing, we're coming and all of that. So let me know what you guys think. My email is bantwithbunye, that's the podcast name, @gmail.com, or you can also follow me on social media. I'm sorry about that, pardon me. You can also follow me on social media, all over Instagram and Twitter. My handle is Bunye Buns, that is B-U-N-I-E-B-U-N-S, Bunye Buns. So I know a lot of people try to struggle with my name, like is it Bunye Buns, is it Bunye Buns? No, it's Bunye Buns, okay? Don't ask me questions, just take it like that. Anyway, see you next week. Bye.